Let's do it right this time.
Welcome to Ever Beyond on Wolf Spirit Radio. Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond, 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 beyond.
That's better. Good evening, good afternoon, and good morning to everybody around this beautiful, fragile, blue planet spinning in the depths of space through fluffy space, approaching the big filament or ribbon. Anyway, here we are, and tonight we are going to be speaking with Two Dog. Let's see if I can get your name just exactly right, as you told me the other day, and I'm really, I apologize if I get it wrong completely, but, Osio Gilikali.
Osio, JP, how are you?
I'm alright now. I had a bit of a panic moment, because what happened is that I, started the show, and, I had the wrong player on, so it was playing to us, but it wasn't playing to the audience or the recording or anything, so it was just a big blank space. So I stopped and started doing it. So here we are. Welcome to Ever Beyond once again. And I was going to have one guest, and he pulled out last week, and I then had another guest lined up. But what was really interesting, Two Dog, is that you contacted me this afternoon, and I thought, oh, hello, that means something, because whenever you contact me, it's always the spirit knows that there's a space, right?
Yeah, it always seems to
and
be
it weird. Always pushes you, and you always, you know, just every single time it's happened, it's just been exactly right, except today I had a guest lined up, Katie Galanti, and we had all this, and I didn't have a conversation with her, so I didn't know yes or no. So when you popped up and said hi this afternoon, I thought, right, so Katie's not going to be turning up. And then indeed, yeah, she's got a fever and she's not very well. So, so we want to wish her all the best. And so Spirit has, I don't know whether a Spirit made her have a fever or whether, you know, whatever. Let's see what we need to talk about today. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm all stubbed. We just had my band just had a wedding in it, so I was gone yesterday. But to let you know, ladies and gentlemen, I've been kicked off the internet for a couple of times. Evidently, truth is something that can be dangerous to some people, evidently.
So, JP, what's been happening?
Oh, just, you know, I come in here, turn the computer on, and it's like, no, they don't want you to talk today, so okay. So, you know how things go.
Well, I've been going through a similar thing. I've everybody knows who listens to my show, I'm moving house and I haven't had broadband, so I like to go over there. I'm setting things up and building up the thing, but I've got no internet. So it's a really quiet a time for inner pause and inner reflection, and you know, what am I going to do? And I'm making little plans and, you know, implementing them, like building my studio over there. I think, you know, I'll build it in my mind and then go and get all the boxes and make it all fit together and things like that. So it's been a good time for reflection for me.
And, well, it is.
Yes, I imagine for yourself, you've been through some pretty rough trauma recently, the two dog. So, how are you?
Yeah, I'm getting used to the trauma. I've been doing this since I was four, so I'm kind of getting used to it. Of course, we sent a brother on for a good journey that was murdered close to my front yard. Yeah, we've been having a little turmoil here and there, but you know, we're waiting on the spring to get here for the spring gathering, and the our Mother Earth will be pregnant again soon, and we, you know, new life coming for us, so that will be a good thing of waiting on.
So yeah, the spring is started to pop its little green shoots up. I've noticed, you know, there's little new things. There's a lot of, I mean, this new cottage has got loads of. It's ramshackle. There's bits and pieces everywhere. It's like a, it's a mess. So I've got plenty of things to do in the garden and get it tidy and sort of put things into order. This is what I feel like I'm doing this year, putting things right into order, getting things in the appropriate place.
Well, you know, I've been given permission from many of my clan mothers to talk the way I do, and we got two new babies that will be born in our band, so we're very happy, and that just shows you that life goes on no matter what, you know.
Oh, absolutely. It's the impulse. So, do you want to talk about how your traditions treat newborns and what the sort of, what does a newborn expect? What kind of world does this child grow into?
Well, you know, with my child, it was, of course, the naming ceremony of who she was. What, you know, I had a vision of dream, you know, the night before she was born. And, of course, her name became what it was. And, of course, I held her up into the four directions and kind of showed her to the Creator. And, of course, she's a medicine dancer now. And, whatever expected of children is we show them the best of our culture, the best way we know how, and try to be as spiritual as we can with what we're doing, you know.
So as the child is being born or during or before the ceremony, is a special space? Is it a special teepee that's set up, or is it the regular house? You know, the home that you live in.
Basically, a lot of times when in the old tradition, of course, the women handled that. We kind of sat outside and waited, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And of course, on what's going to be what. And, you know, sometimes we're hoping for a son. And if it becomes a daughter, you know, then to me, now this is only to me, but if it becomes a little girl, then that means even more respect, you know, because she will soon be a life giver. She was born a woman in a way, you know, female. So that's a life giver. So that, to me, that's even more respect.
That's brilliant. And, I'm looking at, like, the birth process. I mean, I know that there's a lot of things about, registering your child and things like that. And that's all to do with the corporation, and you know, I don't really want to go there. I'm not particularly interested in that. What I'm interested in is the heart traditions that you live with and by. And for instance, I mean, this is actually, I was thinking about you last night, I have to say. I had a very interesting experience on Thursday night. If I may share that with you,
absolutely.
It will make itself plain. Anyway, so I was talking to my spirit guides, as you do in my new house, and it's not a new house, it's very, very old. You know, it's like, I mean, it's a stone house that used to be a thing called a bothy, which is basically where farm workers lived, and it's just like a stone building, you know, with, like, sometimes they didn't even have doors, you know, in the cold weather, you know.
Many spirits.
Yeah, so I sat down with my guides, because what had been happening is I had a, just wandering around, just pottering around as I've been doing, you know, putting things in the places, unpacking them and finding a place for something. So I'm just wandering around, and you know the walls are a bit scruffy and dirty, and the marks would sometimes like make a face, you know, I'd see a face in the marks, and I think, oh, that's interesting. It came to the point, you know, I was in the bathroom, as you say. I wasn't having a bath or a shower, right? But I was in the bathroom, and I was looking down at the floor, as you do, and I saw this very sad face, a really kind of forlorn face. And I thought to myself, there's somebody here. And so I was talking to my guides, as you do. And I said, so is there an entity in this house? They said, well, actually, there's four. And there was one in the kitchen, two in the bedroom, and one in the living room. Oh, like, no wonder I've been seeing faces all over the place. And what was the most interesting thing was the fact that they were all attached by an emotion.
Oh yeah, it can be attached by emotion, especially.
Yeah, so
absolutely.
I'm looking at the one in the kitchen, and this one seems to be attached, is connected with resentment. There was so I think he was like a farm worker, who was like, you know, like a slave, basically, you know, really badly treated, really, really badly treated, and he probably starved to death or something like that. But his energy was resentful, and it was sitting in the corner of the kitchen. And then there was one in the living room, and he was like a major, an army major, who had got caught in an accident and managed to drag himself back to the cottage, to the bothy, before he died, you know. So he died in that room, and he was all full of guilt because he couldn't save his wife and his children and everything like that. You could relate to that, a warrior just not being able to protect who is supposed to protect. And he was there because of his guilt. And I thought, oh, there's these two in the bedroom. They seem peaceful enough. And then I was kind of just about to wrap up, and then it was like I got this kind of knock on my brain, you know. So, excuse me, actually, we're not at peace here. One of them was saying to me, and I'm writing this down. It's like a story unfolding itself. One of them said to me, we've been fighting, and it turns out that these two guys were very drunk. They drank an entire bottle of whiskey between them, and they got into a fight, and they killed each other, but they carried on fighting for like hundreds of years. They've been fighting.
So they fight to eternity. Yeah.
Yeah. So I had these four characters. Go ahead.
I can share that with you. We got our new house, or the house that we lived in. And, of course, my spiritual leader, of course, my wife, she smudged around the outside, and then she come in, okay? And she smudged every room in the house. Now, after she did this, I would like to let the people know that she had some business out of town, and I was there by myself. And I went to bed that night, and when I went to bed that night, the woman that actually owned the house years ago, her spirit come in and touched me, you know, touched my arm. And instead of, you know, most people would go, oh God, you know, and be all petrified. And the only thing I did was I sat up and I saw the lady. You could actually see her. And I told the lady, I said, if you don't mind an American Indian living in your house, I won't bother your house. I won't wreck your house. I have respect for you. Please have respect for me and let me go back to sleep. So she allowed me to go back to sleep, but I used to watch her go through every room in the house. Just watch her. Or have a clan members come over to my house or whatever, sit down, have a cup of coffee, sit and talk. And they would see her and look at me and go, did you just see that? Oh, I was like, oh, the woman. Yeah, how did you know? Yeah, I just seen her go in the other room too. So, you know, if they haven't died in a very violent way or whatever, they can actually live with you. You know, they can continue to do what they do, and you do what you do, because this is the thing. Whether they're in the spirit world, we are also spirits. So there is, you know, we can connect through that and let them do as they do. And we do as we do. And we can live together in many ways.
Yeah, that's very true. It was, you know, it was interesting because, you know, I asked, do you want to go to the light? And they all wanted to go to the light. You know, I think they were very, very tired of being in that place. And somehow I had the ability to give them the option to go to move on. So anyway, so I asked my guys, you know, what do I do with this? You know, because I have to say, Two Dog, I'm just a bloke, you know, so I play guitar and all that stuff. I'm not really usually like an exorcist. Well, I never thought I was anyway. Anyway, seem to be finding out more and more. This is the whole journey. So, so I spoke to my guides and they said, well, take a crystal and they can go and, move themselves into the crystal. And you put the crystal in the sun, in the rising sun, in the rays of the rising sun, and they'll find their way home. So I went.
Sometimes here, if it's a violent death, their spirits are connected to that problem, whether it be 200 years ago or yesterday. And they keep, they go through the same thing. It's like a record that's stuck.
Yeah.
You know, if they were, say, shot 200 years ago, then if the timing is right, then they go through this constantly. It's a revolving. And until they can find a way to the sky world, they will constantly go through that same problem.
Yeah. So so I did what they said. Took the crystal, and they all got, I gave them counseling, and I told you, excuse me, but actually, did you know that you're dead, and that you're kind of just stuck there, and if you can now let go of that, you can let go of all that feeling, and then move on, and, you know, they'd got the lesson by then, or at least, you know, the people, actually, the guy who was fighting, there were two who were fighting, right? In this eternal battle, one of them was aware, but the other one was unaware and didn't believe him and kept on hitting on him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I actually had to interrupt this other one, and you know, just let him know. He says, "Like, who are you?" I said, "Well, I'm Jeremy, and I, you know, this is the year 2012, and you know, you've been dead for hundreds of years." And I had to tell him all this stuff, and it was crazy. It was like some mad ghost whisperer film, but turns out to
we were actually at the Bear Clan territory doing a gathering, and the funniest thing, I've never seen this before, but they said this happens at least once a year, okay? And we had actually sat there and watched this English brigade, and they were marching. You could see it marching right towards us. And, of course, no one was there making these sounds and nothing. But you could hear, like, Indian war calls and stuff. And then you could actually hear the firing of the weapons. Flintlocks. It was a heck of a battle. But you could hear the whole battle. It went on for hours.
And could everybody hear it, or just you?
Everyone in both clans that we had at the time was sitting outside watching the whole thing, listening to the whole thing.
Wow.
Every one of us saw it.
Wow.
So that, you know, in other words, they're caught in a reenactment. A spiritual reenactment every year since that battle. And it's a constant time.
Were you able to help them kind of come to terms with it?
Well, we sent a medicine man out there, and plus our spiritual leader, and we did quite a lot of prayers for them. And, of course, we don't, I don't like to involve myself in such reenactments, because I don't want to change history in case, just on an in case basis, you know. I wouldn't like to do that.
We've had some very interesting guests on the show who who've been involved with government programs that have been trying to do that, but it doesn't seem to work. Just seems to make things more the way they are.
It'll make it worse if you involve yourself in that manner, truthfully.
Yeah. Yeah. So I did that. I took the crystal and they all went in there, and they all kind of let go and forgave each other and all that stuff. It was really sweet. And there was this lovely energy. It was very much like everybody was happy about it all, kind of thing. And I left the crystal outside, and you know, in the east part of the garden. And sure enough, the next day the crystal's there and it's empty. Like, yeah, man. And then and the house ever since has felt like really light and really happy, even though the walls are still dirty. They need a bit of brightening up, but it's going to be a really, really joyful place to live in, and I know that now. And so last night I was thinking about you. I was thinking, I wonder if Two Dog knows how to do proper smudging. Because you get everybody, there's the pretendians, you know.
I know about the Watanabes.
Yeah.
Pardon my expression on that, but anytime I, you know, I leave the house, I smudge myself when I leave. I also smudge myself when I get back to get rid of the imperfections of dealing with this. But you take me, for instance, when I greet the Creator, okay? I start from the east and I go in clockwise. I raise to the Creator and I smudge myself with the seed, the sage, the sweet grass. You know, in the cedar.
Yeah. Okay? Hang on a second. You raise to the Creator. You raise what?
Yeah. You raise the smudge bow to the Creator in the four directions.
Okay. In both hands?
Yeah.
Both hands. All right.
Yes, both hands.
Mm-hmm. These and things are important, you know.
You smudge yourself from top to bottom mm-hmm. and around. Now, how you do that is you take that, you know, you take the smudge bow that you have and you take it and put it behind your back. And then you bring it back to the front. That way it gets your back and your front.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I do it every morning.
And do you, when, like, because I know the smudge, it does burn. It continues to burn. So how do you extinguish it? With the sand or something like that?
I usually let it burn
mm-hmm.
while I'm out there because I'm doing prayers. So I allow it to just burn itself out.
All right.
I have a... sometimes I have a turtle shell that I take out there with me. Or a clamshell, whichever, you know, mm-hmm. that I'm using at the time. And I let it all burn itself out. Plus, it's always coming towards me, so that's a good thing. I'm a lot of times when the smoke really comes towards you,
mm-hmm.
it's a running joke in my clan. They're going, "Oh, you're dirty." You know,
you need
this smudge, you know, because it's really going right, you know, rolling right towards you. So you just take it and smudge yourself and let that go, you know. Mm-hmm.
So,
plus, we do it before we go into the circle all the time in powwow.
Yeah. I was wondering about the, you know, when we were talking earlier about when a child is born,
mm-hmm.
whether that does the mother, who does the smudging? You know, is the woman just kind of sitting there twiddling her thumbs, or is she getting on with stuff?
Oh, she's getting on with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, she's resting, of course, after birth, but... she is the one, of course, she had the baby, but you have your, how do I put this? You have the women that are there that help the baby, you know, help you birth your baby, and they're cleaning the baby up, getting, you know, allowing for the first breath to go. Then they'll call me, you know, they'll call the husband in. You either have a son, you got twins, or you got daughters, or, which, I was happy when I, Eagle Horse has been nothing but a blessing. So yeah, it's, they handed me the child and I'm like, as clumsy as I am, I'm going to break it. You know, I was scared to death. I was going to hurt my child, you know.
Is it your first baby?
No, my second.
Hmm.
My first is going to be 31 in November.
All right, and was that one born old school?
No, they lied about her saying she wasn't mine till I met her when she was 23.
Oh, wow.
Because where I was at, it was... what they considered back in her time, it was absolutely wrong to be dating someone outside your race.
Oh, right. Except there's lots of them now. Lots of us mutts.
Well, you know, this, you could say it that way if you want to.
Yeah.
But I hold to what my daughter said. To the preacher, you know. If the races are not supposed to mix, why do the pieces fit? It's because we're all related. That's how you have to look at it, brother.
Yeah. Yeah. Bless her heart. She said, I remember you said that before, that she said that she was really quite tiny.
Yeah, she was about 9. But she was always small, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But within this fact, okay, I didn't tell the child to say that. No one said told this child to say that. It's a major fact the way we have showed as far as the smallest bug to the biggest fish, plus the two-leggeds, the four-leggeds, and everything, that we are all related on this earth because it was everything was put here by the Creator, and it also put us here. So, you know, to go, oh, we're human and not animal, we're the human animal. We're the human being. We are also the human animal. We're a mammal. But we're also caretakers of the land, of this land, here on Turtle Island. Okay, so, in other words, what I'm saying is, if we go metakoasiosen, which means we're all related, I tend to hold what the ancestors said. We are all related. You know, your family, you love your family when you see them, or I'm just going to say that. I do too when I come home. So we're not different. Not that much.
Yeah. Yeah. We all have red blood.
Of course. But see, it doesn't matter whether you're black, white, yellow, red. If you think about it, that's the colors of the four directions of the medicine wheel, isn't it?
That's right. So let's can we go there? Let's talk about the four root races. Do you know much about that?
Well, you have the red people of Turtle Island, the black people of Africa, the European of the European race, you know, the white race, and the Asian people are the yellow race, right? That's the black, white, yellow, red. They're all coming from that direction. So, the medicine wheel with the cross in the middle, as far as the four directions, and I look at it as far as the circle, it's a never beginning, never ending circle. So, there it is. Metakoasiosen in the whole earth. They're all our relations. There's no reason to fight. We are the ones that make the fight. Because, oh, you look different than I am. Therefore, I have to fight you. That's wrong. Or, how do I put it? General Shevington in, you know, the Bloodless Third, you know, in the name of God, these people have to be annihilated, called right down to the children, let's make rice. See, they put God into this. The Creator don't want any of his children annihilated. Yeah, get over that.
I think the we're beginning to see the how can I say, not that the error of our ways, but they are errors of our way, mm-hmm. in what's been going on. You know, we're now people from the British based society that is kind of spread all over what they call the colonies. So that's Canada and America and Australia and New Zealand, mm-hmm. and India and South Africa. Well, that's Dutch, but I mean, and Africa and everywhere, you know, all these places, apart from Russia. That's interesting. I'd like to talk to you about that in a minute.
Sure.
But we've seen that this kind of colonizing thing, and we've already seen that it's not the people themselves, but it's that there's an energy behind the people. I see a dark spirit behind the white people, and we're now starting to see it for ourselves. And when I say we, you know, the British people, the American people, etc., we're all starting to see the corruption, the abuse, the darkness, you know, the dark darkness, the cruelty, the hatred, you know, the blatant racism, the domination, all of that has come through us, but is like, it's what we're possessed by an evil spirit. And
the way I look at it,
yeah,
as far as you take the country of England back, way back, they did it for what they call queen and country, right? It's where the strong try to destroy the weak, or what they thought was weak. I believe in a Cheyenne proverb where a nation is never defeated until the hearts of the women lay upon the ground. And of course, we fought with the English. We fought with the French. We fought against the French. We fought, some fought with America and fought against America. You know, because they had it where we would be split. You take, let's say, Custer in his time. Custer in his time, because the Crow and the Lakota did not get along, defeat the Lakota, you use Crow scouts, see? Mortal enemy, they thought.
So that didn't help?
No.
So they found a weakness and exploited that weakness by setting one of you against the other.
Yeah.
Fighting for someone else.
Exactly.
And so that also kind of, it makes it feel a little nobler that you're doing it not for your own, you know, what's that word, vendetta.
How do I put it? Yeah. They make treaty with you.
Yeah.
Now, let's go with this. You take one nation that don't get along with another one, and you wanting to take all these resources, all right? Then you tell that nation that you will fight with that nation to destroy your enemy. You'll make treaty with them. Now, after you do this, what do? You forget the treaty, and you turn around and destroy that nation too. They have no honor. They had no honor.
No, because they're possessed. Possessed people. People who are possessed by demons or evil spirits or bad spirits.
Well, what we called, you either walk the good red road or you walk the black one.
Mm-hmm.
But Teshuka Wiko did say this, as far as Crazy Horse, all right? He did say that the children of the white man will come to learn what their ancestors would not.
Yeah.
But you look at Idol No More, you also have white people dancing with the Indian people. You have black people dancing with the white people that are dancing with the Indian people. You have Asian people that are dancing with the black people that are dancing with the white people that are dancing with the Indian.
Stuck in the hole of the teepee.
Yeah. So there is an awakening. So what Teshuka Wiko spoke of has happened.
That's right. That's also, that fulfills a Hopi prophecy as well.
Exactly.
That the, what was it, the children of the white men will grow their hair and learn the traditional ways.
If you look at it, and, you know, people, they kid around a lot when they hear about the hippie or they talk about the hippie or whatever. The hippie grew his hair long, and what did he do? He started wearing beads, necklace. In other words, and you look at the hippie colonies, which I actually lived in one, they're for the tribal way, tribal understanding, or tribal, you know, one helps the other. So that prophecy has come to pass. But the thing about the hippie, let's go completely, was truthfully that all the hippies wanted to be Indian people or like the Indian people. But the problem they were was they were too pacifist about what they did.
So there needs to be the new hippie. Well, I think this being is evolving. The activist hippie, the hippie believes
it's coming,
in it, but it's still a warrior.
It's on its way. It's on its way, JP.
Yeah. And, you know, I spoke about this a long time ago, and I don't know if you were on the line when I might have mentioned it, but we were having some powwows here on Wolf Spirit, and it came to me one night that what I was witnessing was I was seeing red men in white skins, red souls in white skins.
That's happening.
Yeah.
I've met several Unaga. That's what the Salagi call white people, Wasichus as far as the Lakota. I've noticed a lot of these people when they're talking to me, and I get to talk to them, I can feel a red spirit in this white body.
Yeah.
And they actually talk with overwhelmingly traditional respect.
Do you know what? Not only that, but I've met a few white people who sing the same melody when they speak.
Oh, yeah, I hear that all the time.
Yeah.
That's become a normal thing nowadays.
Yeah. That's good. I, you know, it's like, you know, the white people came and slaughtered millions of you, but there is, you know, just skin suits, you know.
Yeah.
So they have a new baby. All the new babies come along. They're red men in skin, white skins.
How if you look at the whole movement, what I don't know more, the reason I hold to this so strongly, is that it was put together by four women's hearts, which, to me, women are held in high regard. You know, they're like the Earth Mother, you know. So, mm-hmm. Me being a warrior, I have to stand with the clan mothers and the women, of course. But it's awakening, truthfully, with this peaceful movement. It's awakening of spirits, every one of us, black, white, yellow, red, because what the red people are doing right now in Kanakota is they're not just fighting for their own rights, they're fighting for the white people's rights too. This water thing, this C-45, it's going to kill the water. That's what this guy wants.
Yeah.
So everybody of Canada, whether you black, white, yellow, red, or Kanakota, we're fighting for you too.
And that was another thing that I saw, I felt, you know, when we were having that power, I thought, these people are going to save the world. Because to free yourself, the process is the same for everybody else. But you've
JP,
still got the spirit there.
There's the spirit, but yeah. This is the thing, my friend. All of nature in itself, and I hold to this, all of nature in itself, it still lives by the law of one, okay? Mm-hmm. The wingeds, the four-leggeds, the plant peoples, the standing ones, all this, the fishes, the bug peoples. The two-legged are the only animal that has got away from that. And now they wonder, why are we in so much turmoil all the time? You've gotten away from who you are and what you are. Now, I'm going to go a little biblical for just a second. But it's going to show where I'm coming from.
It's all right, T-Dog. You can go biblical on me. Just a little.
I'm not going totally hog wild stupid with this, but if you look at Genesis 2, okay, in the Bible,
yeah,
it says, go forth and tame the wilderness, right? Now, if you look at Indian people, we were so close to nature itself that they went overboard with that saying, okay, and thought we had to be tamed too. You see where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
Well, that kind of thinking here on Turtle Island, I can only speak for America's side. That killed 149 million people, man.
I know. It's staggering, and it's like shocking and very, very disturbing and upsetting because, like, this is like, you know, I was brought up as a Jew, and I see what the Jews have been doing, or what the Jews are blamed for, you know, and there's a certain familiarity. But what, you know, I have such empathy I can't even begin to think how awful that is, how tragic it is, and how awful you're treated, you know.
Well, let's put it this way. I thought me and my wife now have been together something like 14 years. And for 12 of them 14 years, I thought I was hiding something that I did not want my wife to see. Okay? And one morning we said good morning to each other. We hugged each other, kissed each other. Good morning. How you doing? I'm doing okay. And she looked at my neck. And she goes, she knew. Let's put it that way, how she knew. But she's a spiritual leader. Of course she knew. But she wanted to bring it out to see if I would say something. And she goes, what happened to your neck? Looked like a rope burn or something. I thought I was hiding it. You know? So I let her know what happened when I was a kid. Which she understood completely, truthfully. I was hung.
How did you survive? Why?
Well, number one, the rope broke. Thank goodness.
Wow. And you're not a particularly heavy guy. You're quite, you know.
I weighed 115 pounds when this happened. I wasn't, but I was a little bit younger than my daughter.
Yeah. So, not a big guy at all, 9 stone.
Mm-mm. Oh. No, I wasn't a big guy at all. I'm bigger now than I ever have been. I go about 150, 155 now.
So they tried to hang you. Oh, my God.
Yes, sir. Welcome to America.
Yeah.
But when we did get finally, you know, we got together, she started noticing on my hand the knife hole in my back, the scar around my neck, the autonomic dysfunction I got right now, and the neuropathy is all because of being who I am in my own country.
You know, I'm here in Scotland, and
I honor Scots.
Yeah, I know you have a connection here as well.
Well, I have a friend of mine that is Soligian Scottish, that is actually one of the leaders over in Tennessee. And it's the clan system between the Scots and the Endon. We understand each other through the clan system.
That's right. But not only that, you both are people who have been oppressed.
Definitely.
Enslaved and turned into warrior machines.
Let's look at one of the things in Scotland that I did know about, I have learned about, rather. Whoever the queen set up in power of whichever part of Scotland, okay, this is going way back. If a Scottish man marries a Scottish woman, right after the ceremony, it is the English lord or whoever is in that direction, you know, whoever, military guy or whatever, they have the right to lay down with that Scottish woman before the Scottish man does.
Oh, yes, I've heard about this. What do they call it? Something.
They
got a word for it, but yeah, it's like, it's just like Caesar used to do.
Yeah, so that way, if you have a baby, that baby becomes at least half English. So you're genociding it out sexually. Truth.
Yeah. Yeah, diluting the stock.
Yeah.
And again, that's a typical Roman way of operating.
Exactly.
you know, it's like, oh, these are familiar tactics. We've seen them before. Now, I wonder who's up to it this time. You know, oh, the same people. Yeah, right. Okay.
Well, of course. I mean, let's look at Kanakota for a minute. And look how Prime Minister Harper is trying to assimilate all the Indian nations in Canada right now. Hmm. Is that not the same? Was that not the same as what Hitler did to the Jews?
Oh, yeah.
In many ways.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, behind Hitler was what is what used to be called Rome. And it's the expression of that energy that we call the evil empire that has hidden itself in the white race. It's kind of embedded in it.
Well, see, you take Hitler, for instance. He thought that Andrew Jackson was the best man he had ever read about. God, I just cussed. Forgive me.
No, you don't like to say the AJ word.
No. I don't even like the initial. But anyway, if you look at that, he also said that the America had in its Indian problem did the right thing by, he liked the American history book of the reservation. Therefore, the concentration camp.
That's right.
And annihilation of the Jew.
Yeah. And again, this has been the subject of quite a lot of my thought over the past few years, and basically my thought about it is that it's an attempt to eliminate the true story.
Yeah.
Your wisdom keepers, your knowledge keepers, and every member of the four races has a part of the puzzle. That's why it's a puzzle piece, and on these mandalas that you have with the four
Absolutely.
Colors that blend, but they interlock like puzzle pieces.
Sure, we're they all, do.
You know, Mitakuya, how do you say it? Mitakuya?
Metakoase oesin.
Metakoase oesin. Metakoase oesin. We're going to have to say, we're all,
We're all related.
And this is Cherokee,
I tell you, easy. No, this is a Lakota. That's a Lakota word. But the Lakota have this word. It's called Metakawapi. Can you say that? Metakawapi?
Metakawapi.
Metakawapi means all my relations. Pretty much is what it means.
Metakawapi, yeah.
Are we not all related?
Well, it seems more and more, you know. You remind me of my dad.
Oh.
He was, I mean, you have much longer hair, but he had black hair until he got cancer at 72.
Mm-hmm.
His hair was black, black, black. He was not a tall guy, very lean, very strong. And, you know, his grandmother or great-grandmother, I can't remember which one it was, but she was probably Cree or something like that, from Canada.
Uh-huh. And,
so I can relate to that kind of being.
Soligi, I'm about average height, around 5'7".
Mm-hmm.
I'm about average height, weight, for Soligi men way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I was combing my hair the other day, and I looked in the mirror, and I'm like, okay, when did I turn into my grandfather? You know.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I'm honored to see my grandfather in me, because he was the one that showed me what I'm doing now. So it's an honor.
Bless you. Yeah.
We were talking, me and Patty Walking Turtle, earlier today on TCT. And I reflect to myself a lot nowadays, because I went from this young warrior that was fighting everything but Indian, okay, to when someone called me grandfather. And then I got to thinking, I can't fight like I used to, because I have an obligation to these young warriors, especially how I fought. You didn't want to fight like me, because I'm in the condition I am now, because I would not back down. I don't want my young, it's an honor not to back down, don't get me wrong, but I don't want the young warriors, when they get my age, to fall in a wall like I have been doing lately. Because I've been a buzzard man for, oh God, since I was 12 years old, you know.
A buzzard. That's the only...
Buzzard man.
What's a buzzard man?
Buzzard man means, you know, you pretty much took care of burial ground. Didn't want, you know... Somebody got in the burial ground, you'd fight, because we're when you take care of burial ground that way, you become a spokesman for those who cannot speak for themselves anymore. You know, you're fighting for your ancestors. Where you put your ancestors is where they should stay, not to be bothered. That's sacred. If I was to get into a Onaga's burial ground, take somebody's ring, or take somebody's body, where do you think they will put me? You wouldn't even hear a two-dog anymore. Excuse me.
So, you would spend a lot of time, you know, just hanging out the place and keeping guard.
Sure.
And,
of course, give my tobacco ceremony to the ancestors, and just I wouldn't get nowhere near the burial ground, you know, because that's sacred. But I don't want anybody in. I stayed in court for over a year, and in the last one.
Two Dog, can we take a break right now?
Oh, sure.
We're just at the
anything
top
you want to do, my friend.
Oh, thank you very much. Here's the
it's your show.
Appropriately titled Dance of the Warrior.
This is Ever Beyond with JP.
This is Ever Beyond with JP, and my guest tonight is Two Dog of Lakota and Anishinaabe. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Salagi.
Salagi. See, I'm
really... I am the principal chief of the indigenous nation here in Kentucky. We're a free and independent nation, truthfully. We're just a band of intertribal people that are trying to just stay at the way we were all taught.
So like a, well, it's like a sort of esoteric group because you're keeping to its original traditions.
Well, I'm kind of considered a renegade here in Kentucky, but I'm not. They remember me as a younger warrior, not as I am now.
So, I have a couple of questions.
I'll see if I can answer them for you.
First, from my woman, Wolf Baby. Two Dog was talking about an inner wolf a while ago. Could he say more about that?
The inner wolf.
Can you remember that?
Now, everyone, you know, a lot of people have different spirit animals, you know. You take my name, for instance, the way, you know, you have two, there's like two spirits, only one dog.
Yes.
Okay. The way it was gave to me was I'm like the old dog on the porch. I'll do anything you ask me to do. If I really love you, I'll do anything in the world for you. But you kick what I love, the dog turns into a wolf. I'm after you. You become the deer, I become the wolf, see? I'll get you. So it's that inner animal within yourself. Everyone has different spirit guides as far as like animal spirit guides or anything like that. Mine is the wolf, the hawk, and the eagle. I have them three spirit guides. And sometimes you can see the animal within the person just by sometimes how they look at you. You follow along with me?
Yes, I am. So,
I hope I answered that question good for you.
Yeah, I mean, so essentially what you're talking about, I mean, if you were talking like in Western astrology, you might be talking about the Mars energy. And if you're talking Chinese, you'd talk about other kinds of energy. But essentially, it's one of the beings that live inside us, one of the committee of beings who we're comprised of, eh?
Yeah, kind of like that. It's every one of us is like we have animal spirits, you know, that are guiding us sometimes. My wolf, I can sense when things are going to happen. And instead of, I'm like on the hunt. I see things, I gotta hunt it down. You know, things like that.
Interesting. Hope that was a good answer for you, baby. Yes, thank you, Two Dog. So now from Eagle Flower, who's also known as Dakota Flower, JP and Two Dog, how about having a discussion on the spiritual meaning of divine feminine? Now, this is a very interesting conversation, isn't it? Because...
Oh, now, as far as the divine feminine is concerned, if anyone has ever heard me, I'll just go with the way I've always been taught, okay? Mm-hmm. How I've been taught is... if you look at how the Earth Mother does, it'll clothe you, feed you. It gives birth every spring, you know? and then look at the divine feminine as far as this is concerned. Women are like the earth mother. They clothe you, they feed you, they give birth, they do everything the earth mother does. We all come from, all of us, all humanity, come from woman. And in certain aspects, this is just in my, what I've been taught, is in a way, women are closer to the Creator than even men are. So when I meet a woman, since they are without the woman, there would be no nations whatsoever. None.
That's right.
So as a warrior, it is up to, it is my obligation to stand with the clan mothers, stand with the women. Do not hurt the women. You're hurting the life giver. That's sick. Okay? Basically, what it was told to me was, you know, they are the life givers. So as a warrior and as a man, it is up to me to bow to the women as far as life givers. And I'm doing that as I talk. Without the woman, there would be no nations. Now, we work together as far as men and male and female. Okay? Mm-hmm. We're like, we fertilize, yes, but they are the ones that bring forth the life. So they are held in high regard. JP?
Yeah. Very interesting. How about the idea that we're all women?
Well,
you know, that we all start out, the you know, when you look at embryos, they're all women. They're all female.
That's true. But
a point comes along and, you know, something changes.
Let's look at it this way too, JP. Mm-hmm. Look at it this way. All men, every man that walks this planet, and men, you're probably going to hate me for saying this, but all men are half woman.
I'm up okay. With that.
Now, the reason I'm saying this was elders once told me, okay, on the right side of your brain, I'm saying this to the men, on the right side of your brain is the masculine side of yourself, okay? Now, over on the left side of your brain, where your heart is the feminine side of yourself. It is what I do every day. I understand the feminine side of myself. Therefore, I can understand the woman.
Now, that is where we get into ever beyond territory. Our internal balance, our spiritual balance inside our physical bodies.
It was said by
male and female. I'm sorry.
It was said by the Lakota wisdom keepers. Okay. Mm-hmm. One time, is that once a man learns how to cry, then he learns compassion. Okay. That is also the feminine side of yourself.
Yeah.
Therefore, the male and the female side of yourselves can become in complete spiritual balance.
There's a thing, because interesting, you know, when I was a kid, I cried. I've always been able to cry very easily. I haven't been able to hold my tears back very easily. And I think it's been a curse at some time, but at this moment, it's part of me that is able to do what I'm here to do.
Well,
it gives me
If you look at myself, I have somewhat close to combat PTSD because I've been in a war, truthfully, all my life since I was a baby, fighting because He's an onion. Okay?
Yeah.
But I have now learned that it's more easier for the violence is if you see hatred and you give love, love conquers it all, doesn't it? Therefore, there is a constant spiritual blessing to yourself. You take the physical problems. I've had eight total strokes, nerve diseases that I got. The physical problem that I have has now become a spiritual blessing.
Yep.
I have no animosity toward no one.
Yep, it's part of the spiritual growth to somehow be traumatized, and I think the growth is to be able to become normal again. It's the ability to bounce back from that extreme where you find out who you are.
Well, you know, I've got to the point now, black, white, yellow, red, Mitako Api, you know, I shouldn't be fighting anyone. But back in my warrior day, you know, when I was that angry of a warrior, you slap my cheek, I'm going to break your jaw. That was how it was taught. You know, you slap me, I'm going to break your jaw. But as the way the circle of life is going from childhood to childhood, the older, since I have become a grandfather now to many young warriors, I find that what I was living back in the day is not the truth. We have to have common understanding. It's like one old Indian said, to be Indian is to hug a tree, and we thought he was crazy. But we found out that a tree is a connection between earth and sky, and if you hug it and sit underneath it, you lament better. You think better.
Yep. Tree thoughts. I love sitting by a tree and thinking tree thoughts.
Well, see, to truthfulness, okay? Say you cut down every tree on the world. You suffocate, did you know?
Absolutely.
Because what you're breathing out, that tree is breathing in. And when it breathes out, you breathe in what that tree breathes out. So therefore, if you cut the standing ones as far as your standing one brothers and sisters, the circle of life is broken. Therefore, you can die.
So that brings us back to the male and female parts of us.
It brings us right back to it, because on the left side of your brain where your heart is, for every man, that is the feminine side of yourself. You have to understand the feminine side to understand the life givers that Creator is gifted you with, you know, with whatever make that you run with. You always use your heart to understand your wife, or the marriage won't work, you see. So you have to understand the feminine side of yourself to understand your mate.
So this brings us to this idea that, you know, by balancing the left side and the right side, we're balancing the male and female aspects within ourselves,
mm-hmm.
which of course radiates out to your family and their friends and the local area, etc. So
right.
That's how we can do our bit for world peace without even leaving our household.
Exactly. Is to use the feminine side of yourself, JP. Mm.
Which I have to say, you know, I do my best. You know, I do what I can to feel and think and bring those two kind of aspects together. I think Wolf Spirit Radio has benefited from that a bit.
I think so.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the listeners that you have on Wolf Spirit, number one, Oseo, nice to that you joined us today. But they're all. I've grown to love them all.
Yeah.
You know, they're good friends of me, to me. They talk to me. You know, they. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. I love all the different wolf names as well. There's Arkayla. That's a wolf from the Jungle Book book. And then there's Missy Wolf, and there's Wolf Baby. And, of course, Warrior Wolf. So, yes, we love you, Two Dog, from the Wolf Pack.
Well, you know, a lot of people used to say that I was the renegade of the bunch, you know, back in my younger day. But, you know, I have three clans I got to look over now.
Mm-hmm.
They have put me in a position 16 years ago.
Well, if I can go biblical on you for a second.
Well, maybe a second. Okay.
Yeah. There's I can't even remember where it's from. I think it's from Psalms, or it's usually probably from Psalms or Proverbs. But the stone that was thrown away has become the keystone, the foundation stone.
I can see that.
Yeah.
But let's look at it this way. It says in the biblical way, you know, to lift up your instruments to the Creator. All right. If you look at the drum and the songs and everything, we didn't even know what the book, okay, as far as the white man's holy book, we did not know of it. But we were doing the same thing.
Yeah, we didn't know. You didn't need to be told anything because you already knew what was going on. In fact, you know more. And this is the big story. This is what it's all about. And this is what the genocide is all about. And this is what all the oppression is all about. It's about
the story. We were considered, that was Satanistic.
Yeah.
But we were doing the same thing as far as the songs and the drums and everything else. We were lifting our instruments and our voices to Wakantanka, to the Creator, God, whatever you want to call him.
Yeah.
It's the same.
Yeah.
And that was before we even knew of even what a white man was.
Exactly. You didn't need to be told what is holy and what is not holy, because it's natural. It's, you know, you can feel it. It's a sense. It's like a sense of balance or a sense of smell. You know, you can just.
Well, you know, they used to tell me all the time when I spoke of the spirits of my ancestors, and, you know, the white man has their ghosts or their, you know, they're angels, mm-hmm. Okay? I have the spirits of my ancestors. It's the same thing.
Yep.
So you tell me what's different.
Exactly.
The language and spirituality.
It's I don't have a problem with some of the teachings. It's the people. It's the people who take it literally. Or the people who are told what to do with certain quotes that are convenient for the excuse that they want to take, kind of thing. But I'm still going for the white people have been possessed, and this is the big problem. So the white people need to be exorcised. We need to exorcise what's going on inside them. This is the show that we were going to do with Katie, really.
Well, what I think, JP.
Yeah, but you have your.
I think it should be for all the spirits, as far as white people, you know, the white spirit. They just have to walk upon wherever they're at. And how I say this, whether you call him God, Jesus, Buddha, Wakantanka, Gidi Manitou, whoever, Wiji Manitou, is that when you walk upon your Earth Mother, is that one-on-one relationship with the Master of Life. Every step you take should be a constant talk, constant prayer with your father, grandfather, whatever you call him. Therefore, becomes the spiritual awakening that everything around you that is not man-made is reality. You look at the world in general with your cars, your planes, and all this. That's an illusion. That's a man-made illusion. The only reality is the Master of Life, the Earth Mother, and everything that flies, walks, and crawls. That's reality. Because you're part of that reality.
So, people don't see reality a lot.
No, they're stuck in their cities.
Yeah, they're thinking about stuff. You know, they're worrying about stuff most of the time.
I constantly worry. Mm. I have to. Because you worry about, am I going to eat tomorrow? What am I going to do for my kid? My kid was born with cancer. Now what do I do? Now this is what the white man always used to say to us. You have to have faith in God. Well, we have to have faith in Wakan Tanka or Ouija Manitou or whoever we call.
Mm-hmm.
Don't we have the same faith? Just different talk, but same creator, no matter what you call him. Mm. As long as you call him. It's a thing of, it doesn't matter who gives you the message. Did you get the message?
Very, very true. That's a nice quote. Doesn't matter who gives you the message, get the message.
As long as you got the message, that's the main deal.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, I do have to admit that the white people had one big word, and that was called, especially on Turtle Island, and that was called discover. You can't discover anything where someone already is.
Or you take the cover off that which has been covered.
Well, you know, it's the same as me going off, say, going to Nevada, going to Warrior Wolf's house. Hey, brother. Discovering Warrior Wolf's car and giving him a reservation in the trunk.
But, of course, it's a legalese.
And then when you get stopped,
yeah,
and they go, did you steal this car? No, I discovered it.
Well, you know, that's almost true, because the word discover is a legalese term. It doesn't mean to find something for the first time. It means to investigate how much something's worth.
Well, see how something's worth.
Yeah, it's like exploitation. It's a pure exploitative mindset. You know, how much can I get for this? That's what discover means.
Well, it's like when they found a yellow rock here. They went crazy.
Shouldn't have eaten it.
Well, yeah. But see, greed is a big problem, especially, say, America, Canacota, England, or wherever, you know, these corporations that are turned into. Greed has become the problem. Always has been greed.
And there's the thing. You know, what's greed all about? As far as I can see, that greed is a result of the fear of lack.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, there's not going to be enough. I better grab some more. But then,
so,
that,
you know,
that feeling goes to extremes.
Well, one chief said long time ago that Turtle Island had enough land for all people. But the thing about it is you can't own what you walk on. It owns you.
Hmm.
Now, you can say I bought this land. It's mine. Oh, go ahead and say that. And then when you die, let's see if you take it with you.
Mm-hmm.
You, if you buy the, say you buy the land from the white guy.
And it's always then, the white guy.
Well, yeah, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
It just means that you've bought the privilege. This is my thinking. You've only bought the privilege to take care of your mother where you're at.
Yeah.
That's what that is, JP.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've finally been given that privilege to have a little piece, just a little, some gardens and a little cottage. So I'm looking forward to that communion.
I'm like this, JP. Wherever I'm at, I have to be thankful to walk on Tonka that I am here.
Mm.
And live my ways not to bother anyone, because I don't bother anyone. I seem to constantly get bothered, but that's normal. That's been normal for us for 600 years here.
Yeah.
180 in New Zealand. But to let everybody out there know that are listening, and especially on the chats, is that once you understand that you yourself are sovereign, you're put here by the Creator, not by some judge behind a desk banging a gavel saying that, you messed up. No, they want your money. But the thing about it is, you're put here by the Creator. The Creator is the only one you should be answering to, not man.
Hmm.
Because man, see, the problem that has happened with mankind right now is they try to play the master of life until the master says, whoops, a little too far. Can't go that far. Then he puts a stop to it. You can only go so far.
So, I have another question coming in.
Okay.
From Eagle Flower / Dakota Flower. Is thinking from the heart a proper blending of divine feminine and masculine?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, next question.
Actually, thinking from the heart, okay? Thinking from the heart is the... That's just the most feminine you can be, isn't it?
Because it goes beyond the words that are flowing out.
Think from the heart, JP, and you go, you know, let's go with this. Eagle Flower, we'll just go with Eagle Flower for a minute. I've grown to love that girl.
Oh, yeah, she's gorgeous.
That person. And if I was to say, you know, Eagle Flower, I really, really love you. You're a great person. I never say anything I don't mean. In our spirituality, myself, that was gave to me by my grandfather and his father before him, and therefore, it's not Indian way to lie about anything. Okay? So if I'm supposed to lie to you, I won't say anything. I'll say nothing at all if I have to lie about it.
That's right. Because can't say something nice, don't say anything at all.
It's not Indian way to lie, JP.
That's right. That's right. And you don't want to upset anybody, so you remain silent. Yeah.
Well, there's been a lot of people I haven't remained silent about.
Yeah, you can't tell a lie either. So,
well, it's not our spirituality. If we have to lie about anything, JP, we say nothing. Because it's not our spirituality to lie about anything.
Yeah.
And if I didn't like you, I'd tell you I don't. You know?
I know.
But that's truth. And JP, you and I have always got along, man.
Yeah, I mean, it feels, you know, somehow, somewhere along the line, kind of familiar, once, you know, sort of, yeah, familiar.
Once people learn how to use their hearts in a correct manner, we can all talk.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the powers to be here, you know, boarding school, residential school, you told us not to use our language anymore, only use English. Well, now we know when you lie quicker, as far as governmental bull.
Yeah.
But, it has made us to where we can now communicate. And communication ain't that where it's at.
Absolutely, and this is what we're doing right now. We're opening up another way of thinking that is natural to the earth, an organic way of thinking.
You're a man that lives in Scotland. I'm an Indian on Turtle Island, and we're talking.
That's right. Using many layers of silicon.
Sure. But see, there's a constant understanding in my people, you know, that it is the way of the heart is how you should always walk, because the heart is the film inside of yourself from the, you know, the left side of your brain where your heart is. That is the film inside of every man. We are all half woman. Some men may not like to hear that, but that's true. That's only reality.
Yeah, that's their problem.
Oh, yes.
Actually, no, it's not. It's our problem. It becomes our problem after a while. So, yeah, and this is the healing of the world is the healing of the battle between ourselves, because, you know, having a male side and a female side, we don't always agree with ourselves.
No, sometimes I don't. Because I'll tell you why. Within all this problem, the only true enemy any one of us have, okay, if you look at any true enemy, is ourselves. We're the only true enemy we got.
Yeah, not only that, but you know what the other one's thinking.
Sure. But, you know, it is my, you know, I have always been taught this since I was 3-4 years old by my grandfather, is to always use the film inside of myself, 24/7. That way you understand a woman's heart. Therefore, there becomes, common understanding. Respect, mainly.
You know, I like to when I walk, I like to lead with my heart.
Everyone does.
Yeah, it actually makes an effortless journey. It does. Yeah.
I mean, that way when you, let me show you what happened. I was in Louisville, Kentucky, with my daughter on cancer treatments when she was little. And there was this woman come out, and she looked at me, and she goes, and I don't know why she even mentioned this to me, but she said, my son was been in a coma for like a month and a half. We can't wake him up. And I said, well, if you allow me to pray in my way, I'll pray for your son. He gave me what his name was, and I did. It wasn't 15 minutes later, she comes running out, hugging all over me. I'm like, God, what did I do? you know. He woke up. But let me show you another thing. The thing about it is in the city where all these pigeons were, okay, you know, they're real, you get near a pigeon, it's going to take off, fly, it's real nervous, all this. There was four of them, two of them on each side of my shoulders, and they landed. And they sat there. So that told me that the master just answered me. Because you can't get near a pigeon in Louisville.
No, very nutty.
You know? Then there was a Chiricahua elder that come to me and told me that his granddaughter needed a heart transplant, but he was too little, or needed a little heart, you know. Couldn't find a little heart. Only thing I said was, let me pray in my way, brother, and I hope it'll come to you. So I went out to have a smoke, and they were all standing outside. And all of them come to me, started hugging me, said, do you hear this? And I stopped for a minute, and I heard a helicopter. I said, you talking about the chopper? Yeah. They're delivering my granddaughter's heart.
Wow.
So nobody tells me the power to prayer and the power of creator doesn't work.
Amazing.
It's how you use yourself. It's like this. If I do anything for anybody, I always tell them, don't thank me. If it happens, don't thank me. Thank the creator. He's the one. I'm just a messenger for him. So anything good happens, don't thank Two Dog. Thank whatever you call a creator. Whether it be Olson of the Apache or Wakantanka of the Lakota, Ouija Manitou or the Shawandasi, I don't care.
Or even just simply the one.
The one. Whatever you call them. As long as you call them, that's the main point. But these were true stories I'm telling you.
Mm.
So as far as miracles, believe me, it happens. I'm a miracle in itself, just sitting here.
Yeah, you totally are. I mean, you haven't cataloged half of what you've gone through, and it's already, you know, very obvious that you have a very strong spirit inside this body that has been dragged through the bramble bushes and barbed wire of life. Like I say,
I believe it this way, JP. Yeah. There's nothing on the face of the earth that mankind can do to me. The only thing that is going to stop me is my creator. When I'm done, he knows it. So I'm not afraid of it. Because when I go to my earth mother, I won, brother. I don't have to hurt no more, nothing. So as a warrior, I'll fight.
Bless your heart.
But I'm not just fighting for the Indian people, man. I'm fighting for the human race here. It used to be strictly for the Indian people. Because that's how I was treated. You look how you're treated. It doesn't necessarily mean your heart's that way. I look like I could cut your throat, but that's not the way my heart is. It's how you've been treated, is how you look. That's the point.
Yeah.
I have seen more things by the time I was 13 years old than most people ever see. So I'm in some ways I'm terrified from it, And in other ways, I thank the Creator he allowed me to see.
Tudog.
Yes.
The thought comes to me. When, in your traditions, what is the, I mean, all right, so the ideal way of being all the time is to be in the moment. That's what all the great teachings are telling us, and presumably your tradition teachings is also saying the same thing.
Well, the way I have always been taught was every time the Master of Life allows you to take into your lungs and let out the air in your lungs, you're living for that time. And to take in every single solitary second. Look up in the trees and look at the two birds that are loving each other in the springtime to make the egg and go, yeah, that's real. Look at what we call the Waya, what the Lakota call the Shumani Tutanka, as far as the wolf. And when the wolf mates, it's for life. That's what we're supposed to do, but of course sometimes we can't handle each other after a while. Or something gets stupid, because we can be stupid. Okay? But when you see that, and they make these beautiful, beautiful little cubs, these beautiful babies, where life is happening again. Man, that's reality. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Love babies.
But, in other words, every time God, Jesus, whatever you call him, allows you to go, man, that's now. That's real. That's reality. Take it all in, man. Because, you know, whether you live just a few years or whether you live to be over 100, even if you live to be over 100, truthfully, it's a blink of an eye to the Creator. Your earth walk may be long to you, but it's not to Him.
No.
So what you learn while you're there from this circle of life, from childhood to childhood, you have to walk it. I've seen a lot of preachers, you know, in my day that go, well, you got to do this, you got to do that, but they don't walk what they talk. In my spirituality, I eat, sleep, breathe this every 24/7. I am constantly doing it because that's my reality. The law of one we have gotten away from. That's as simple as I can put it.
Thank you. We're about 10 minutes out from the show. And so, thank you, first of all, for opening up your heart for me to ask questions and say, what's all that? And tell me about this. And, you know, I hope I've been sufficiently respectful.
That you have, JP.
Thank you. That's good. And apparently my girlfriend, Wolf Baby, has... my Facebook has crashed. But if you could repeat your question, my dear, because every time I scroll this thing up, I get that pinging sound. So I don't want to do that. So, Wolf Baby, could you repeat your question, and I'll read it out for you. Tudog, it's been a great honor and a pleasure to have this very kind of, it's like I'm asking really kind of stupid innocent questions, because for myself, well, I feel, you know, like I grew up in Britain, you know, as far as I've been taught in schools, educated, like Indians are these kind of kind of things and the feathers and all that. And then, you know, then other, then you kind of get the hippie people who, like, you know, play drums and do their thing. But, you know, they're all reflections, caricatures. I like to understand what's really going on and what's going on inside and how you see the world from the inside, from the heart, from the soul. And that's what Ever Beyond is about, is looking from the soul outwards into the world.
Well, this is the only thing I can tell you, JP, is the history book is written by what they call the victor. They ain't beat us yet.
No.
We're still here.
The war's not over.
It's never going to be over.
Yeah.
Until there's constant, you know, common understanding between them.
Yeah, we got to do that. You know, that's what it's about. And I think, you know, there's going to be a worldwide movement that will just forget the people who made those treaties, right? We're going to make some new ones, and we're going to make it fair for everybody.
Okay.
And we're going to hold for it, you know.
I'll tell you what I can tell you. If you look at Idle No More in that worldwide movement, okay, there was, I saw this via YouTube, thank you, YouTube, there was one of the best sites I ever seen in London, England, over one of the Idle No More protests over there. So it's even reaching the white men.
Yeah. Like I said, I could see that this is part of the movement that is going to flip the world up because it's run, it's created from the. Can you name the four clan mothers?
Oh God!
All right, here's tonight's test.
Okay, the four clan mothers. In the way I was taught. Their grandmothers from all four parts of the world, black, the African, the white, the Indian, and the Oriental.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it goes to my vision that I had not long ago. And I wish to tell this vision.
Please,
if I have time.
Please.
Okay. My vision was there was a red woman, and she come from the red earth, which is here, Indian woman. And she had a basket, and in this basket was fruits from the earth of Turtle Island. She took her shawl and she started dancing. And as she danced, there was clan mothers. She is the first clan mother of the red earth. And then there was the black clan mother, the white clan mother, the oriental clan mother from the other three directions. And they were bringing fruits from their parts of the earth. And they come. And all four, JP, were dancing together. And that is what Idle No More is doing also. So my vision has come true.
Well, that sends shivers down my spine. Thank you. And that, maybe this is why you needed to come on today, to say, and so it begins.
So it does begin. Common understanding. Unity. What have I been talking ever since the first day you met me? We need to unify.
Yeah. And I'm going to try to say it again because I'm so stupid, right? Because I still see it written down, right? And it's I see Mitakuye or Yasin. So Mitakui.
Mitakuapi.
Mitakuapi.
That'll work.
Mitakuapi. Right, I'm definitely going to write this down in big letters.
I speak a lot of inner trouble in my band because I have, different nations. But I live a Lakota way, so I'll say it like this. JP, Pila Maye Mechante Kola, Lila Washte, Metakoapi, Lila Washte Ho. In other words, JP, my heart friend, thank you for allowing me to speak.
Wow. Thank you. What does Lila mean?
Lila Washte. Very good.
Lila Washte. That's nice. Excellent. I'll tell my friend. She's called Lila. So, let's see. Just see if there's... apparently Wolf Baby's question was the one that I asked you about the inner wolf, and she just wasn't listening. So I did answer your question. There we go. Thank you very much. There's been some brilliant comments in the chat room. It's been very lively. People are talking about what's going on and listening very carefully, and having a good laugh in there. And it's beautiful. It's a really, really nice chat room tonight.
To the chat room, I wish to say one thing. This is from Gili Tali himself. Ski. Ski. Thank you. Ostada. Very good. I give that to you.
Ostada. Ostada. Ski. Thank you.
Oh.
So, where's my little theme tune? This has been Ever Beyond. If I can find my theme, there it is. Oh yes, it's all set up. All I need to do is click this button here. So, thank you very much. Do join us on Tuesday. Yes, I'll still be here. I'm moving house the next week, and I hope to have my new studio all set up by next week, whereupon I will have, finally, Jessica Sharp, Jessica Mystic, and her partner Diego, and I can't remember his surname because it's Krychek. I think it's Diego Krychek or something like that. Anyway, I've been given the task of speaking foreign names, and I'm totally useless at speaking foreign names. and it's great. There we go. So until that time, I have the Tuesday show. I'll probably do some readings on Revolution Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you very much for participating. Thank you really greatly. And it's been a great honor to have you on there too, Dog. So,
my pleasure.
With that, we say good night. Yes, that's what exactly.
Doksha.
Beyond.